All right, three key instruments. We looked at the bass. Now we're looking at the drums. The drums and the bass often go together. Are drums, first of all, appropriate for worship? The Bible encourages a loud response to God's goodness. Psalm 98, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Number two, though drums are not mentioned in the Bible, cymbals are. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. And a drum kit is, you know, at least half of it is made up of cymbals. So I don't think God objects to having drums in a worship service. Why is the drum becoming a standard part of the worship instrument ensemble, at least if churches are trying to go a little contemporary? Number one, contemporary music is more syncopated, thus requiring a firm, consistent, steady beat. Again, you know, I have my guitar with me. I'm not a drummer myself, but, you know, guitars often act like drums. If I'm doing, Lord, I lift your name on high, Lord, I love to sing. People wouldn't know when the phrase is finished without some kind of audio cue. It's, Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad. I mean, unless you're a good count at counting and knowing how many beats and how many we wait before we come in. But with the beat, it's Lord, I lift your name on high. I love to sing your praises. There's a certain with the beat sort of lets you know when we've come back home to sing the phrase again, and so that's what a drum does. It sort of lets you. It has little cues, louds and softs, that sort of let you know when you're coming in again. Number two, our culture likes a beat. They like bass and they like a bit of a beat. Number three, people today are exposed to an incredible wide variety of music today via the internet and so, and most of it is most of it distinguishes itself from other music by its beat. You know, the Latin, there's a country beat. There's a kind of a driving rock beat. There's a Latin beat, there's a calypso beat, and the minute you start hearing these different beats, it's like, oh, that's a different kind of song, and beat is the thing that distinguishes it. So the drummer really plays a big role in terms of what this sound sounds like. Well, what are the basic kinds of drums? Probably one of the most simple drums that people are starting to use in worship services, especially if they're just starting, is they have a djembe. And a djembe is just, it's about the size of a stool. And it just sits on the ground nicely, or you hold it between your knees, and it's just one drum. And you sort of, you know, if someone can kind of just kind of keep a basic beat, you can kind of do a little djembe thing. So it doesn't require as much skill. Young people can come up and give it a try, and it's sort of an easy way that a church can start playing the drums without, it can be loud, it can be soft, and it can be done just with your hands. A lot of people can keep the rhythm better with their hands. Number two is a new kind of little hand drum. It's a cajon, or I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's a little box that you sit on. And then you actually just slap the sides, and if you Google it, you'll see people, you know, and they just sort of slap the sides. It's kind of like a djembe, but it's one you sit on. It's really kind of cool. Number three, a hand drum, where you actually hold the drum in your hand. It's kind of like a tambourine thing. And I've been to a conference where we, 10 people, we're in a circle, and we're all given a little hand drum, and we just start beating out rhythms together, and it sounds pretty good. There's a kettle drum. Those are used in orchestras. Those are pretty cool. They're really loud. Probably the most common thing used in the worship service is it's what's called a drum kit. And a drum kit has several drums. One is the big bass drum, and it's sort of the, you know, the thump. You know, people use your foot, and it's got this sound to it. And it's usually on the downbeat, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it makes that one beat strong. And then you have the snare, which is a smaller drum, but it has a real sharp sound to it. So the one beat is boom. And then the snare drum comes with a little higher beat, and it's a lot higher, and it's a little snappy, so it's... then there's some other drums on the ground. They're called toms, and you can have two or three or four. Some people have a whole bunch of them, and each one is tuned. So they're tuned drums. So one's a little higher pitch, one's a little lower pitch, and so it creates that do 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 do. When you hear someone do that, they're playing the toms. Then there'll be a cymbal. It's called the ride, and they take their stick, and they just kind of hit that, and it just gives a little ring. And then there's usually two cymbals to the side, and they're on a stand, and they can clap together. That's called the hi-hat, and they can close it, and that gives one sound, and they can open it, and that gives another sound. And then they have several other cymbals, and they're crashes. You know, when you see a drummer really smash it and makes this sound, loud sound, it's various crashes, and they have different ones in different pitches, and then they try to, you know, put all of that together. Keeping beat is as basic as your heartbeat. I mentioned these drum circles before. You can take people who've never played drums, put them in a circle, give them a drum, and start beating out, and then having someone, you know, play a little something different, but try to play, you know, something that fits what I'm doing. And, you know, 10 people together that haven't played drums before will sound great. Because rhythm, you know, the ticking of a clock, the ticking of our hearts, it's kind of a regular pattern. And we see and hear those regular patterns, you know, everywhere in our lives. And so that's what a drum does. It keeps a regular beat. The basic music beat, time signature. So each song has a time signature, a kind of thing that tells you what kind of beat it is. And these three are the most common beats. 4-4 time is where the quarter note gets the beat, and there's four of them in every measure. So you just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the whole song fits with that beat. Now some songs have 3-4 time. That means there's three beats for every one measure. So it's like this: 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And notice one gets a little more emphasis than 2 and 3. So it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And that's what a waltz is. It's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Amazing grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That's so amazing grace is in 3-4. Then a little more complicated is 6-8 time, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A lot of times people struggle with that because then they see a dotted quarter and it's hard. But the way to think of 6-8 time is, on the one hand, you have six things going on, but those six are divided into three. So then there's two and there's six. So one hand, I'm going to just do two, and the other hand, I'll do six. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2. So in my head, depending on what instrument or what I'm doing, I can either have the 1, 2, 1, 2. Or I need the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 going on in my head, depending on what the notes are. So that's a little bit more complicated. The basic beat that most songs are in is 4-4 time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And what I have on the PowerPoint for you here is sort of how the drummer does it. This is just your basic drummer beat. When I was in seminary, I bought a, I'd never played the drum before, but I bought a set from this old jazz player, and I thought, you know, how hard can this be? And I took it home, and someone showed me the basic beat. It can be learned simply. It can be the basis of most songs. But the bass drum usually is playing with the foot, and the bass drum goes one, 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 and two, and three, and so it's boom, 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 one, da, da. So it's one, and three, one, three, and, or and three, yeah, one, and three, one. And the snare is just playing on two and four, so it's one, two, three, four. So. And then the hi-hat is doing the eighth note. You know, I can't play all the parts because I only have two hands and you need three things. But if you just follow these numbers and try to get this basic beat with a drum, you can actually start learning how to play the drum. Now, I'm just putting this little tiny video together to go with the PowerPoints. We're going to actually interview in the next session video with an actual drummer who actually knows what he's doing and can try to help. How do you make the most out of a drum and let the drum not be a distraction, but a point of worship?